So I'm looking forward to this presentation because it'll give me a chance to sort of do that research and see what I've got. Now, if you haven't delved too deeply into it, though, you'll know that, look, you heard it before and you heard it last year, the sinking of a dive boat resulting in a whole bunch of fatalities and a boat that wasn't worth a whole heck of a lot leads to a great uproar. By golly, this is not fair. The Limitation of Liability Act, as you've heard over the years and over decades and decades and going on to centuries, sometimes it serves important economic interest in increasing the maritime trade, and sometimes, by golly, it's just not fair. And so after this dive boat Concepcion, we've got the chorus of this is not fair and we must change something. So the statute, as amended, says, well, essentially, like the easy way to look at it is it doesn't apply to covered small passenger vessels. And then the question becomes, what's covered small passenger vessels? And if you do a cursory look at the law, and you'll even see when people summarize this online, they'll say, well, the law says, not more than 49 passengers on an overnight domestic voyage, not more than 150 passengers, not more than 49 on an overnight domestic voyage or 150 on a voyage that is not overnight domestic. And but what it also does, because Congress won't think anything through particularly clearly, is then reference the definition of covered small passenger vessel or of small passenger vessels elsewhere in Title 46. Which essentially sets a bottom limit. So if you go to 46 U.S.C. 2101, then you've got several categories. If it's chartered, if it's not chartered, you can have this many passengers. Do you have passengers for hire? But that all tends to set sort of a bottom limit that I've heard at least someone, I think Professor Andron, expressed to me that this sort of sets up the covered small passenger vessels are sort of a Goldilocks. You don't have, can't have too many passengers, and you need to have enough. But if you hit that Goldilocks zone, and why there's a Goldilocks zone, given sort of the motive here, why you can have too few passengers to qualify for the exclusion of limitation of liability. I can't tell you, but that's how it is. But you don't want to escape the prospect that you have, as the statute is written with its internal cross-references, it applies and it excludes from limitation of liability vessels in some Goldilocks zone, depending on their use, that have a minimum number of passengers, but not too many passengers. So I said, well, okay, appreciating what it is, what's happened, and so this time last year people were, how is it going to apply? What happens if there's a flotilla? What happens if you have multiple vessels, one can limit and one can't? Perhaps under the same ownership, how does the concursus apply? Things that we don't know, that it's not clear to me whether that's been thought through. So I was really looking forward to telling you all how that's been thought through and what the resolution was, and come to find out it's too early. So we don't have, and as much as I look, can't find anything truly resolving those issues. I think I did find a case in the nearest one, probably the way of the future, is a case filed in South Carolina and served last week, where the petitioner had a 63-foot Bertram yacht. And they wrote, the limitation petitioner wrote in their petition, and we'll probably all be doing this in the future, this is a yacht, it's 45 tons, so it's below that 100-ton limit in the small vessel definition. It's chartered, which determines what the minimum threshold of passengers are. And we're carrying four passengers, so I beat it by two, and I'm allowed to limit. And that's the pleading that I've seen so far that even invokes this. At least somebody out there was effectively worried that I want to make sure nobody mistakes me as falling into the covered small passenger definition by telling everybody I didn't quite have enough passengers to meet it. That said, there's not a lot more, and I guess it's understandable, if a little disappointing, that we just don't have a lot of cases that have worked their way through to where we have reported decisions to tell anybody how this is going to shake out. So in that respect, ChatGPT was not any help to me. I know I don't get it. Matt could put something in about the Twilight Zone and get a response, but it's got nothing to tell me about covered small passenger vessels. Go try it. If you search for it, you'll be disappointed. It just wants to avoid the issue. So, but what we do have are sort of interesting decisions from district courts. Sort of the materials I provided here are, as I said, just a synopsis of cases that I found that interested me across the country.